Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is, It's for Personal Reasons. One of the little things I learned years ago was to use discretion in what I share with people. While being honest is always paramount, there are times when you need to use good judgment in what you share. This is especially true if it has the potential to hurt feelings and damage relationships. It's not always necessary to tell all. I can think of 1,001 situations that require us to give a reason for our actions. Perhaps it's an appointment cancellation or rescheduling, the return of merchandise, or the need to take a day off. In most cases, I openly share the reasons for my actions when asked. If, however, I want to keep my reason private, I tell them it's for personal reasons. Here's a good example. If my friend Gordon calls me today to invite me to go 100 miles offshore fishing for Warsaw Grouper tomorrow, I can't pass up that invitation. So unless there is something absolutely critical on my to-do list that must be accomplished tomorrow, I'm going fishing. If I have a couple non-urgent calls scheduled, I will need to reschedule those calls. Here's where it's personal comes in. I would send an email or text that says, Mike, I'm sorry, but I'm going to need to reschedule our call. Here is my availability over the next couple days, as I share with him my availability, and then I would ask, what works best for you? If Mike were to respond and ask for the reason, I would simply tell him it's for personal reasons. Unless Mike is a friend who would understand and want me to take the day off to go fishing, he could be offended and conclude that he was not as important to me as fishing. I have learned that there are a lot of people who think this way. This morning I was given advice to a friend who needed to cancel his apartment lease because he found a better place to live. I told him to simply say, Hi Joe, I've had a change of events in my life, and for personal reasons I'm going to need to cancel my lease early. I am very sorry for any inconvenience this may cause you. I want to work with you, and I will do everything I can to make this transition work for you so that you're not out any money. Now, if he had called his landlord and said, Hey, Joe, how's it going? Hey, I just want to let you know that I found a better place to live, so I need to cancel my lease. You can imagine what Joe would say. I have learned that in most cases in life, the less you say, the better. Please understand that I would never use this reason to mislead or deceive someone or cause my integrity to be questioned in any manner. The only time I use it is if I don't want to disclose my reason. So, the next time you don't want to share the reason for your actions, ask yourself if personal reasons works. And remember, your personal and professional success is not only determined by the little things you do, but also the little things you don't do.